Hi, it's Mark Rock here from Audio Boo. Part of the reason behind Audio Boo is that producing one spoken word has been a really neglected area on the internet. All the innovation's been around music when it comes to audio, and actually the spoken word is a really, really powerful, evocative and emotional medium for reporting stories. And if you just look at the Audio Boo trending list today, probably seven of the top listened to clips are from Libya. But what we set out to do is just to make it as easy as possible for people to report or to tell their stories or to share an experience. And, you know, I hope we've done that really well. And one of the things with our deal with Storyfy was then to be able to integrate that into a journalistic medium for not only reporting a story, but also retaining it for future reference and use.
Just talk me through a little bit from mentioning the riots and the different perspectives and the different audio boos and the way that journalists and non-journalists were using it.
The riots are really interesting in that most of the journalistic output, so The Guardian, Telegraph, Sky News, were using audio boo to rebroadcast stuff they'd already done. I think where it really came into its own was people on the ground, with their mobile phones, actually recording their experience. And some of the recordings are quite incredible in terms of what you can hear in the background of the riots and the sirens and fires blazing. We've seen the same in Libya. You know, there are stories there which you'd probably not get into a traditional radio broadcast. Very powerful stories, a lot of them done by non-journalists. I mean, there's a fantastic blogger called Libya 17th, who phones people up from America, phones people up in Tripoli, throughout Libya, and gets them to recount their stories live and then puts them up to Audio Boo. I mean, it's just a fantastic social recorder.
Talk me through your view towards the market now or where you're sitting in relation to SoundCloud.
Okay. I mean, SoundCloud's actually been going a year longer than us. And I know Alex and Eric really well, so, you know, we're friendly competitors. I think the interesting point here is SoundCloud's a fantastic system. You know, lovely website, lovely embed tools, but it's, you know, 99% music. Alex is a sound guy, loves that, and that shows in the product. Where Audio Boo works is in the spoken word. You know, we've always been primarily about that, and I think that's the clearest distinction between the two systems, and you know, hopefully they can coexist. I know SoundCloud is looking to push much more into other areas of audio, but I think where we excel and where our complete focus on is the stories that audio allows people to tell. You know, up till now, that has very much been news stories, so we've been known as a news platform. We're very rapidly going to push that into other areas, whether it's musicians talking about their music or sports people talking about their training, or whatever, and we should see the kind of results of that fairly soon. But key difference is we're spoken word, they're music.